Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Tezayin Man Aleph. We're holding on Tezvav Mabez, 7 lines from the bottom, Avil Einoi Mishaleach Karban Aysav. So says the Gemara, an Avil is not able to send a carbon to be brought in his behalf. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Aymer, Shlamim, we dash from the word Shlamim, Bizmanchu Shalim, Vloy Bizmanchu Einay. Now the person has to be Yishav Adas, he has to be Besimcha when he brings a carbon. He's not able to be an Einay, he's not able to be an Avil. Menodah Ma'ush Yishak Karban Aysav, what about a Menodah? Amr Rav Yosef Toshema, I'll bring you a Raya. From the Dara Midbar, it's called Eis and Shanim Shai Yisob Midbar Menudin Hayu. They were Menudin from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and yet still Vishalchu Carbon Eisayin. They were able to bring a carbon, perhaps referring to the carbon Tamid that was brought every day. They were able to bring a carbon, even though it was being brought for all of Klai Yisrael. They were an Idui. However, Amr Le'abaye, you can't bring a Raya from there to a standard Menudah. Bedoma Menudah L'Shamayim Shani Dekil. Maybe Menudah L'Shamayim is more Mekel. They were able to bring a carbon, but a standard Menudah cannot. Ask the Gemara, kill. A menudah l'shamayim is more meku. Va'amri chamer. You said earlier that it's more chamer. Says the Gemara, svuki misafkulei umadchilei. The Rabbi was misupik if it's more kalim or chamer. And either way you want to go with it, if you want to learn a chumrah, from a menudah l'shamayim, Abai will tell you that no, maybe a menudah l'shamayim is different and it's more chomer. And if you want to learn a kula, like over here, so that's when Abai says that no, maybe a menudah l'shamayim is more kal. Mitzayra mahush yisaf karban aysav. What about a mitzayra? Is a mitzayra able to send a carbon? Tashema. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. V'acharei taharasai means acharei prishasei min ames. A kayin only starts his 7 yamei tahara after he separates from the mace, not from when he started touching the mace. Shivas yamim yisperulai. This lashon of sfira, there's no sfira by tuma, by a tumas mace. Rather, elu's shivas yamei sfira of a mitzayra. So now we see that even though the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is talking about Kehanim, you see that Yechezkel wants us to understand that some of these halachis are going to apply to a Mitzayra as well. So what's this referring to? Says Rav Yehuda, Zu Asir Seifa Shalai Div Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says this is a separate halacha, no shaykhis to the previous pasuk. This is talking about a kayin for his inauguration. Part of his inauguration process is that he brings Asir Seifa, a separate halacha. However, Reb Shimon Aymer, they know it's a continuation. And you're supposed to darshan, but vayo yakriv, that bizman sha roi labia roi lakrava. Bizman sha inay roi labia inay roi lakrava. A person's only able to bring a carbon by the time that he's able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. If he's not able to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not able to bring a carbon, he can't even send it with someone else. So that's the makar, and the mitzayra is not allowed to bring a carbon while he's a mitzayra. Now that we spoke about a menudah, so the Gemara is going to go for the next really daf and a half and speak about the halachis of nidoy. So Amar Rava minalan de mishadrin and shlicha de beidina umizmanin and leiladina. How do we know that Bezdin, they don't have to go themselves to summon someone to Bezdin? They could send a shliach to summon someone to Bezdin. The chesim, as the pasuk says, vayishlach meisha likrei ledasim vaaviram b'nei aliyav. The meisha b'inu sent a shliach uminalan de mizmanin and leiladina. And how do we know that you have to summon them to court? The pasuk says, you and all your Eda, you have to come to Bezdin. How do we know that the Bezdin has to say who the great, who the, like the Av Bezdin, so to speak, is that they're being summoned in front of? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're being summoned lifnei Hashem. Atu Planya, how do we know that you have to say who he's being summoned by and what the case is about? The you and so and so. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu specified who Kairach was being summoned with. Dikfin and Zimna, and how do we know that they have to set a set time to come to court? Dikhsiv Machar, it says tomorrow. Zimna Basar Zimna, and how do we know you don't put them into Nidoy right away? You give them a second chance to come. If they don't come the first time, you're Kaveya seconds man. Dikhsiv, as the Pasuk says, Karu Sham Pari Melech Mitzrayim Shoin Hevir Hamayid. They are Kairi Sham and Nidoy on Pari Melech Mitzrayim because he was Hevir Mayid, he missed the seconds man. It was the first in the Psukim over there. It's talking about a seconds man. So you see, it's only after the second man, that's when you put the person into nidoy. When we know the mispaka b'shlicha de beidinam, how do you know if they degrade the shliach de beidina va'asu va'amar and the shliach goes and he tells Bezdin what the person said about him, that loy mischazi kolish nebisha, it's not considered lashon hara? The chesiv, as the pasuk says, say ini anoshim meim tenakir, that kairach disparaged these shluchim, or perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu, and these shluchim went and told Moshe Rabbeinu, because you see from the next pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. So you see, obviously it wasn't lashon hara to tell Moshe. And how do you know that after the second summon you put the person into Nidoy? You see that Barak put Meroyz into Nidoy for not joining the rest, for not joining the army in the battle against Sisera. And the Hachi Savra Gavarabba, and how do you know this? But when you put the person into Nidoy, you have to say that there was a great man who's backing you, putting him into Nidoy. As the Pasuk says, that when Barak put Meroyz into Nidoy, he said, Ayru Meroyz, Amar Malach Hashem, says the Malach Hashem. And how do you know that if the person ignores the Nidoy, he doesn't do tshuva, and then again, so then eventually after 60 days, you put him into Chayrim, as the Pasuk says, Ayru Arur. This double lashon is obviously something more chamer than standard Nidoy, it's referring to Chayrim. How do you know someone who breaks the Nidoy? He eats and drinks together with this person who's a Nidoy, or he stands within his Dalet Ames. How do you know that you could put him into Nidoy as well? It says all those that are sit with him. That you publicize what he did in public. As the Pasuk says, Barak said that the reason why Meroyz was being put into Nidoy is because he didn't come to in the battle against Sisera. That he used 400 shofaris that he blew when he put Meroyz into Nidoy. Some say that Meroyz was a gavarabba. That he was a mazel. As the pasuk says, that the koychavim they fight. And how do you know that they could put the person's property into make it hefker? As the pasuk says, Ezra announced, he said, anyone who doesn't come to this meeting in 3 days, he'll be separated, and all of his rechush, all of his possessions, will be made hefker. How do we know that we are allowed to fight with him, and curse him, and hit him, and pull his hair, and we make him make a shvur that he's never going to do it again? The pasuk says all these things. It says, and how do you know that we could tie him up and beat him? And we'll chase him out. The pasuk says, says all these things. L'shreishi means to uproot him. So my l'shreishi, what exactly is this referring to? To uproot the person. Now that's referring to hardafa. Now my hardafa, what exactly is hardafa? What does it mean to chase him out? It means that right away when he's deserving of Nidoy, we right away put him into Nidoy. And we repeat it again after 30 days. If he doesn't do tshuva, we give him another Nidoy of 30 days. And if after that second Nidoy of 30, meaning 60 days total, he still doesn't do tshuva, so we put him into Chayrim. Rav Chista argued that we don't put the person into Nidoy right away, rather Masr Beisheni V'Chamish V'Sheni. We first warn him Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then if he still doesn't listen, then we put him into Nidoy. But Hanimili L'Mamayna Avlaf Kirusa La'alter. That's only if the thing that he did wrong was he didn't listen to Bezdin, who told him that he's hired to pay money to someone. But if Imamish did Apikursis, he degraded the Tamil Chacham, so then we put him into Nidoy right away. We don't warn him Monday, Thursday, Monday. Says the Gemara story, there was a certain butcher, he disrespected Rav Tumi Bar Masna. So Imnu Ale Abai V'Rava V'Shamtu, Abai V'Rava, they investigated the case, and eventually they put the man into Nidoy. L'Saif Azal Paisi L'Baldine. In the end, the butcher went, and he appeased Rav Tumi Bar Masna, he got his Mechila. So Amar Abai Hechila Evid, says Abai now, what should we do? L'Shrei Le'iton, do his Nidoy, L'Chal Shamta Le'itlasin Yoyman. It hasn't yet been 30 days, and ain't Nidoy Pachas Mishlei Shem Yoyman, as we'll see soon, as we'll see in the next Amar. To not undo his Nidoy, the Rabbanan need meat. And this is the only butcher in town, so we don't want him to be a Nidoy. So Amar Leil Ravidi Baravin, Midi Shmir Lach Baha, he saw by, he said to Ravidi Baravin, do you know the halacha in this case? Amar Leil Ravidi Baravin said that that Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifu Baravimi Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said the following, that Tut Asar Vatut Shari, just like the Shafer puts a person into Nidoy, it could also take him out. However, Amar Leah, Abai said back to him, the Hani Milu Mamaina. I know that Shmua, but that's only true if the person did something wrong when it comes to Mamin. Avalaf Kirusa, but if he degrades the Talmud Chacham, like in our case, so then Ad Chayli Shamte Alei Tlasin Yoimin, so then there's a minimum sentence of 30 days. So that's the end of this story. Now the Gemara points out that from the fact that Abaye put the man into Nidoy, and then he was the one dealing with undoing it, Al-Miksavar Abaye, you see Abaye held that Hani Beitlasa de Shamisu, Loi also Tlasa Achrine Vesharule. That if three people put someone into Nidoy, you can't have a new three people go and undo it, it has to be the same ones. So that's why Abaye was Isaac in undoing the Nidoy. This is something that really we had a shaila about. That Hani Beitlasa de Shamisu, Mahu Lameise Tlasa Achrina Vesharule. Can you have a new three people go and undo the Nidoy? Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. The Braisa says like this, Manudala Rav, Manudala Talmud. If a Rav puts a person into Nidoy, so then he's considered a Nidoy, clappy the Talmidim as well. Manudala Talmud, ain't a Manudala Rav. If the Talmidim put him into Nidoy, he's not considered a Manudda, clappy the Rav. Manudala Irai, Manudala Iracheres. If in his city of the Manudda, he gets put into Nidoy, so then he's in Nidoy, clappy the rest of the world as well. But Manudala Iracheres, ain't a Manudala Irai. If a different city puts him into Nidoy, he's not necessarily a Nidoy, clappy his own city. Menudel Nasi, Menudel Kol Yisrael, Menudel Kol Yisrael, and Menudel Nasi. The Nasi puts him into Nidoy, he's a Nidoy Klape, the rest of Klai Yisrael. If the rest of Klai Yisrael put him into Nidoy, he's not a Nidoy Klape, the Nasi. Hashem Gamliel Aymer, Echamina Talmidim Shinidu Umeis. If let's say you have three Talmidim, they put someone into Nidoy, and then one of the three Talmidim dies, so Chelke Eino Yumufar, his Chelek, Lechaira means, can never be undone. So Shema Mina Tlas, you see from this Brisa three halachis. Number one, Shema Mina Talmud Shinidu Lechvaidoy, Niduyay Nidoy. You see that if a Talmud puts someone into Nidoy, so that's Nidoy is considered effective. Ushmamina kol echad ve'echad meifra chelkoi. You also see that the lumdus, the way undoing Nidoy works, is that each one, let's say three people put someone into Nidoy, when they undo it, each one is undoing his chelek. It's not a collective Nidoy. It's each one has a one third of the Nidoy. The nafkamina would be is that if let's say Reuven was put into Nidoy by three people, he doesn't have to get it undone by the three people all together in one maimed. He could go to each one separately. Because you see, if that's the way Rashim Begamliel said it, he said, Chalkoi Yenei Mufar, you see, it's like Chelek Chelek, it's all divided into parts. Ushmamino Hani Beitlasa Sheshamisu, Leyasu Tlasa Achrine Visharule. You also see that if three people put someone into Nidoy, you can't have a different three people go ahead and undo it, because Rashim Begamliel said that Chalkoi Yenei Mufar, it can't be undone. What do you mean? Just have a new three people come and undo it. Elamai, you see, then no, you cannot have three new people come and undo it. However, Amar Amemar, Hilchasa, Hani Beitlasa de Shamisu, also Beitlasa Achrine Visharule. You are allowed to have a new three people go and undo the Nidoy. It has to be that they're more chashuv than or at least the same as the original three, but you could have a new three people go ahead and undo the Nidoy. Now, Amar Le Ravashi La Meimar, Ravashi question La Meimar, Vatanya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Echad min HaTalmidim Shenidu Umeis, Chalkoi Einu Mufar. But what do you mean, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said in this case that three Talmidim, they put Reuven into Nidoy, and one of them dies, so then this Chilek cannot be undone. My Lav Einu Mufar Klal, doesn't that mean it can never be undone? So he says back, Loi Ad Asu Beklas Achrinu Visharulei. He didn't mean it can never be undone, he just meant that it's not naturally undone, but you can have a new three people go ahead and undo it. So that's the Maskana of the Gemara, is that you could have a new three people go ahead and undo a Nidoy of a different three people.